Verne. Listoen Verne. Listoen, 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 listoen Verne.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, it's great to be here at Smith Village. Beautiful night.
Another time.
A little warm.
Great to come back to Smith Village.
Yes.
Thanks for having us, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. This is great.
Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood, we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV on your dial, 1450. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on
everything.
We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. If you ever miss a show, folks, on a Saturday afternoon between 3 and 4, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com. Now, we got a great raffle tonight. And odds look pretty good for you guys to win some stuff. So if you don't have a raffle ticket,
come and get one.
Come up and get one. If you want another one, come up and get another one.
You can have one more.
As many as you want. There's nothing's on the square here, though.
Chicago, Hooley.
Yeah, it's Chicago. hey, we got Irish. We're giving away some McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We're giving away my books, Hooliganism, Nothing's on the Square. We're giving away Tim Maher's book, 3 Yards in a Cloud of Dust, which is a great story about Catholic League football. And
we're giving away Holy's movie, too.
And my movie,
These are all the things he couldn't sell. He found
I don't see you bringing anything to for the raffle, so, you know. And we got a heckler here. I won't tell you what she told me. So we're very happy to have our old pal, Liam Durkin, here. Hey, Liam.
How are you?
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for coming out, Liam.
You're a big favorite
here at Smith Village, so that's we figured we'd have you back.
One of the best musicians in Chicago.
Absolutely.
The Irish musicians in
the great
Chicago.
Balladeer and troubadour.
Yes. He's like 12 years old, too. He looks older, but very young kid.
Liam has a lot of gigs coming up. Tavern on the Green. I can barely read this, Lisa.
Liam, where else are you going?
I got it right here. The Longford Pub.
Longford Pub.
That's Saturday.
Oh, that's great.
Friday is at Tavern on the Green. Saturday at the Longford Pub. And Sunday at Side Street.
In Tinley Park.
Yeah, 18401 North Creek Drive. So those are the big, that's this weekend.
Liam's a very busy young man.
Yeah. So why don't you start us off with a tune there, Liam?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do one of my favorite tunes. It's called Dirty Old Town.
All right.
Liam Durkin.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. I dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. The clouds are drifting across the moon. The cats are prowling on their beat. The spring girl round the streets at night. Dirty old town, it's a dirty old
siren from the dark. I saw the train cut the night on fire. I'll chop you down like a dead old tree. It's a dirty old town. Gonna make me a big sharp axe, shining steel tempered in the fire. You smell the breeze of the smoky wind, the dirty old town. It's a dirty old town. I met my love by the factory wall. I dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. What dirty old town. It's a dirty old town. What dirty old town. It's a dirty old town.
For Liam.
All right, Liam Dirk with Dirty Old Town. I think that's about Blue Island, right?
Very good.
Oh, no.
Very
okay. Good. Sorry, Blue Islanders. Yeah, just right. Kidding.
Hey, we got a lot of good people here tonight, Hooley.
Yeah, who's here?
I see my neighbor Rich Fitzgerald in the back there. He sells every house in the neighborhood. The dude in the blue shirt way in the back there.
Okay. Hi, Rich.
He sells everything. If you got to sell a house, he's the guy.
Okay.
He supports everything in the neighborhood, too, and a big supporter of the Southside Parade. So thanks, Rich, for everything you do. The best.
Margaret Coyle is also in
the
house tonight. Margaret, thanks for stopping by.
Margaret sent every Irish committee since she got here. What was when you were, you got here like 9 years ago when you were 18, right? She does everything in the Irish community. Great friend of PJ's, too. Great.
And you got a trip to Ireland going, right, Margaret? Is it when's the trip to Ireland leaving? Tomorrow.
Are you really?
God bless you. How many people you got going? 30.
Good.
That's terrific.
For you,
that's
Margaret.
A great group. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Adrian Ruane is also here. There's
Jim Keane.
Keane
and his wife, Alice. The great Jim Keane.
Everybody's here tonight, so we're so happy to have you all
so
here.
We're so happy.
Get in on the raffle tickets. Alice, come back and get Jim a ticket.
Hey, Hooley, Pat Daly's here. She was on the board of directors
at
Gaelic Park for 30 years.
Cheers, Gaelic Park.
Did a great job, and her son John's with her. And we also got our friend from last week, Aiden Ruane. Thank you for coming out, you guys. So we have some.
Eileen Brazell is also here.
Yes.
She was on the show last time we were here.
Yeah. Both were on. That was great. Yeah. So we got a lot of good people here. So thanks for coming out.
It
makes it a good night. I'm sure I missed some people, but we try to say a lot of stuff.
We'll
get to you
show.
As we move along.
So, Liam, you're going to be playing Friday at, I just had it here.
Tavern on the Green.
Tavern on the Green.
Evergreen Park.
Oh, in Evergreen Park. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, we're repeating it.
You're repeating yourself, Holy.
Well, why not? We want people to remember this
stuff.
Yeah,
why not? Yeah. I agree.
Plug.
Saturday, I'll be at Longford Pub.
At Cicero, isn't it?
138th and Cicero.
Tom Dalton in there. Wonderful old man. There.
Yeah, great guy.
Great guy.
And
then Sunday I'm out in Tinley Park.
At Side Street.
Side Street.
18401 yeah. North Creek Drive.
And then I think I got some time off for a while. I was just at Martyrs Fest this last weekend.
Oh, were you?
Oh, that was good,
that
wasn't
it? That was a good old time. The Larkin brothers were out
there.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Larkin and Moran brothers.
Played a couple tunes with them.
Oh, good.
Always a fantastic time.
Yeah. Huh.
But same old, keeping busy.
Good.
Huh. Are you in school now?
No, not currently.
He's a troubadour, man. You don't need school. Yeah. How about another tune?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. What are you going to do now? Do you know?
Kind of going off the hat here, but here's a song called Fiddler's Green.
Oh, okay. It's also a good bar.
As I walk by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, well, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. So wrap me up in your oilskins and blankets. No more to the docks I'll be seen. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and you'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green. Well, Fiddler's Green is a place I do tell, where the fishermen go if they don't go to hell. Where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play. Well, the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. So wrap me up in your oilskins and blankets. No more to the docks I'll be seen. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and you'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green. Where the skies are all clear and there's never a gale. And the fish jump aboard with the swish of the tail. Where you lie at your leisure and there's no work to do. And the skipper below's making tea for the crew. So wrap me up in your oilskins and blanket. No more to the docks I'll be seen. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and you'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long trip is through, well, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too. Where the girls are pretty and the beer is all free. Well, there's bottles of rum growing on every tree. So wrap me up in your oilskins and blanket. No more to the docks I'll be seen. And you tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and they'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green. And tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and they'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green.
Liam Durkin, great job.
Brilliant, Liam. You could almost call where we are Fiddler's Green, right, Megan? We got Megan Luce here from Smith Village. She's the one who put this all together. Kudos,
thanks,
Megan.
Thanks, Megan.
But is this called the green, Meg? Is this called the green? This is the green. So this is Smith Village's green. All right, what about another tune from our pal,
absolutely,
Liam Durkin?
Liam Durkin. This lady's trying to get out here, I think.
Over the hill, me bonnie Irish lass. Come over the hill to me darling. You'll choose a
oath, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the point. But my love is fairer than any. 'Twas down by Killarney's green woods we strayed. The moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon shine its rays, its locks of golden hair. She swore she'd be my love forever. Red is a rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the void. But my love is fairer than any. It's not for the parting of my sister's pain. It's not for the grief of me mother. 'Twas all for the love, me bonny Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the point. But my love is fairer than any. But my love is fairer than any.
Liam Durkin.
Red is the rose. You guys having a good time here at Smith Village on the Skinny and Hooley Show? All right. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with more music and guests on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love-to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We are here at Smith Village.
It's a great place.
Having a blast. We're in front of a live audience. Hey, live audience! Hey. Yeah! Don't forget, if you just got here, we got raffle tickets. We're raffling off all kinds of cool stuff. The raffle tickets are free. Just come on up and put one in the bucket here, and you'll be in the game. Skinny, now the Beverly neighborhood, actually the whole city of Chicago, had kind of a very sad occasion earlier this week.
Especially when, Skinny.
Yeah, that's right. It was your hangout. The Beverly Woods closed. Yeah.
After 63 years.
Yeah, what a great spot.
But a great spot right around the corner here, Holy, at 116th and Western. And everybody that lives in the neighborhood has been up there for weddings and wakes and just for laughs. It's a great place. They're really good to all the schools and all the people. Terrific, terrific place. Before we bring on our guests, I got to tell you one story, Margaret, about one night when I was in the Beverly Woods with my brother John and Joe Waddell.
Yeah.
It was a night in January. It was snowing like crazy out. I had just gotten this new car, you know, with all the buttons and all that stuff. So, and those guys, we were waiting for the snow to stop.
Sure you were.
It wouldn't stop, so we kept drinking. So as the night went on, it got to be about midnight. And then finally Joe turned to me and said, we got to get out of here. It was like a blizzard on a Western Avenue. He said, but I want my car clean. I'm going to start my car. So he pressed his button. John pressed his button. I pressed mine. We said, let's sit down. I have one more beer. We're in there for 20 minutes, snowing like crazy. We come out. John's car is running. It's all clean. Joe's car is running. It's all clean. My trunk is open. It's filled with snow. That's a true story. That's what I remember about the Beverly Woods. I tell you, we're very lucky to have Ann McGann, who is the owner, and Mo, as we call her, Mo, Margaret McGann, my bartender for the last 25 years.
Welcome to the show.
She started when she was seven.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, maybe Ann, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit how the Beverly Woods came about and why it lasted so long.
Well, I can't take much credit. I married into the family.
Okay.
So I'm McGann by marriage. My husband, Bill McGann's father, and a partner built it in 1954, I believe.
Yeah.
And so it's been here about 63 years, so it's been through a couple generations of ours, and it's evolved over time. Back when in its heyday, it used to be an open dining and a bar, and then it's evolved into banquets and then into the buffet. And it's really been part of the community for so many years now.
Everything was at the Beverly Woods.
It was.
Everything.
I remember you used to have those Christmas, I sold my books there.
You were
at
one of my little art shares.
Yeah.
I had my first Holy Communion there when I was little.
Did you really?
I think,
is that where you met Billy?
Well, not exactly then. He's a little older than I am.
Oh, okay. Everybody, it's going to be missed. So,
Margaret, you attended bar up there for a number of years. I know you started when you were like 7, but go ahead.
Yeah, I started bartending there at least 10 years ago, probably before I was 21 to legally start. No, I don't know. But I definitely started there as a baby on top of the bar, sitting there, and then ended last Friday with a good crowd of neighborhood people behind the bar.
You guys had the softball players and the volleyball players and the basketball players. All the teams in the neighborhood would go in there on Friday, Saturday nights. It was a place where kind of everybody knew each other and nobody was trying to be somebody else.
Yeah,
and parade day was always a good day there too. Yeah. Southside parade always ended at the Beverly Woods, and we'd
have
a nice crowd in there. On parade day was always a great celebration.
Margaret
as well.
Was also queen of the Southside Parade.
Margaret was queen of the Southside Parade.
What year was that, Margaret? Just a couple years ago.
2013.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. give her a microphone,
what?
Will you? Yeah. What's taking its place? That's a good question.
That's a good question. No one could take the Beverly Woods' place. I don't think really.
Yeah, we don't know yet. It's still pretty fresh news. So.
The property is for sale.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
And
I think it would be a great party place for the Smith Village, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Well, actually, on Western Avenue, I think it has great potential for anything that's going to come into the neighborhood. The community's great. I think the community.
Plenty of parking.
A lot of parking. The community will be good to support. It's time for some fresh young blood in there to bring something new in there for the community. And Western Avenue is kind of really up and coming right now. And that little corner with the new ice arena and everything across the way,
I think
it's got great potential there for something new.
So did you guys, was this a snap decision or was it something you had been planning for a while? Or
it was kind of a quick decision, I guess. Yeah. It was a hard decision.
Margaret, I saw you like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
You didn't say a word to me about
know.
It.
I don't know if I even knew then, really.
Yeah.
But I got all your flyers and hung up your posters for
good
as
for
long
you.
As I could.
Good for you.
They're still hanging.
They're all over the place still.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite a quick decision. It was sort of a quick decision in the end.
Yeah.
And a sad and very difficult decision for the family. It's
sure,
been a difficult week for us, and I think even the community, it's a little bit like a death in some ways. 63 years, I think tens of thousands of people have come through the front doors.
At least.
Of the Beverly Woods. And if the walls of the place could talk, it would be a very interesting story.
Football banquets when you were a kid and stuff were always there. Yeah, it was just right. And I grew up in Beverly. I remember going there when I was a kid. 63 years. I was probably opened when I was 5. Yes, I was 5.
Holy
I was 5 when you opened, yeah.
I wasn't even born, holy
shit. Oh, yeah, sure.
But anyways, it was just a great, great place.
The pictures on the wall.
Oh, great pictures.
Llewellyn. We always had Llewellyn hanging on the walls there.
You had the birds.
What's
going
to happen to the birds, by the way?
Well,
I saw Alfred Hitchcock in there.
The birds are gone now. They have flown the coop, as they say. We set them safely someplace local.
Oh, good for you.
So, yes. And there was probably 63 years of generations of peace doves in that bird cage. They just kept reproducing.
Something about Donald Trump being there. Well, you know what? And you also had, I remember Bill Harvey's whole family that had a picture of them there on the wall. And so did people get to collect their photos? I mean, their pictures of the, I had a thing from the, when I interviewed the Sheehan brothers that was on the wall
Sheehans
there.
I think that's still there.
Yeah.
A lot of neighborhood people are on the wall. We have plans to give certain pictures to certain people. They're still on the walls right now. We have to take them down soon. But, yeah, a lot of nice pictures of people who are still around and people who have passed away as well.
Well, I just got to say the McGanns and the Beverly Woods were very generous to every cause in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They really helped a lot of people out. We want to give them a real big round of applause.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the stuff that you did throughout
the... Before you guys go, tell us, what was that last night like? Was that last Friday night?
Yeah, it was great. We had a really good group of close-knit neighborhood friends, people that have been in there plenty of Friday nights. Skinny gave a nice toast at the end of the night that made my mom and I, a couple other people, tear up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was very nice of him.
Some former employees, family, lots of friends.
Yeah.
It was a nice send-off and closure.
Great night.
Well, you guys will be missed.
Wait, Margaret has a question.
What, Margaret? The rolls
recipe. They
want to
know about the rolls.
That was the big thing there, yeah.
Right. Well, we have the recipe, but I'm not sure where we're going to go with that at this point.
You could sell those at the Jewel, too, you know, stuff like that, yeah.
The rolls are famous in this neighborhood, that's
absolutely
for sure.
They will
Everybody loves the rolls.
Sure, they will be missed.
They will be. What are they going to do on Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I just don't know.
What are you going to do on Groundhog Day with Jack Wright?
That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Hey, what about how many rolls would you sell, say, for Christmas or New Year's?
Thanksgiving was the biggest.
About 1,000 dozen.
Something
dozen
like
rolls,
that.
Something like that, yeah.
Some crazy number.
Mm-hmm.
And was that a recipe developed by Billy's dad?
It came from someone that my father-in-law knew. I forget the story now. Thank you,
Christian
Margaret.
Brother.
I was a
Christian brother.
You're
from
absolutely
St. Louis.
Right. That is the story. Thank you.
Oh, that's where the recipe came from? Yeah.
You're right.
Right. Margaret just joined in and told us a Christian brother from Leo High School. Very good.
Recipe.
That's exactly right.
Very good. That's interesting. Yes. Tell us what you really think. Okay, well, we want to thank the ladies for stopping by.
Ann and Margaret.
Thank you so much.
We know this is
thank
a tough
you.
Time for you, but you guys will be loved forever in this
great
neighborhood.
Time.
God bless
you
both.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Uli Show. We'll be right back with some music.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, that McCann's Irish Oatmeal, raffling off a big tin of it. It's what do you call it? Steel cut. We're going to give some of that away tonight. Thank them for being our sponsors. Skinny just walked away from us in the middle of the show. We're very happy to have an old friend on the show tonight, Mr. Mike Pickle Joyce of the Celtic Boxing Club. What do you say, Mike? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, holy glad to be here.
You got a big event coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, we have the National Defending Champion Boxing Team from West Point, the world's premier military institution.
And they're coming to be at the Celtic. Your boxing club is on 111th Street, right?
3012 West 111th Street, right in beautiful, lovely downtown Mount Greenwood.
Right before you cross the tracks, right? Or is it right after? Yeah, it's right after you cross the tracks. Yeah, it depends on which way you're going. That makes sense. Yeah. And you've been teaching kids and training kids there for years and years and years. God bless you. You're a former professional boxer yourself. And you're... wife is the daughter of the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. So you have a bloodlines to the boxing dynasty. What's that like, Pick? If you got an hour and a half to tell us.
Yeah, pretty weird.
I'll bet. So there's a
big event coming up, Pick.
Yes.
Yes, Saturday morning at 10:30, the West Point boxing team is coming to the Celtic Boxing Club to do a pre-fight workout and followed by a question and answer session. This is really impressive because these kids, or I shouldn't say these kids, these young men come from various different backgrounds. The stories are incredible. This one kid has come back for the third year in a row. His name is Chris Bingham. He's now a senior at West Point. He's an African-American kid from Louisiana. He grew up in Hurricane Katrina. He was he was left parentless and homeless. It was just a horrible, horrible story. He had a rough life, and he joined the military, the regular army. They found out he was highly intelligent, and now he's at West Point. He's on the boxing team.
Oh, that's terrific.
Wow, yeah. That's great. And where's the Celtic Boxing Club at?
It's in 3012 West 111th Street in downtown, beautiful, lovely Mount Greenwood, right by the past the tricks.
Yeah.
Right, right, Uli?
Yeah.
And what's the date on this?
This is Saturday, September 30th, and then that evening they're going to box at 7 o'clock at the Worth Township Village Hall.
So tonight. Tonight. We're broadcasting on
tonight.
Saturday night. Yeah.
Yes, Saturday night tonight.
Where's the Village Hall in Worth?
11601 South Pulaski.
Oh, it's on 116th and Pulaski. Is that Worth?
That's Worth Township Village Hall. It's actually Elsip.
Oh, it's Elsip.
So, so you have the West Point Boxing Club versus the Celtic Club of Chicago.
Well, it's actually we have a Chicago team comprised of an all-star boxing team from all over the city of Chicago.
Oh, do you really? Yeah. Any Leo boxers in there? Any
yes,
kids
we have two kids from Leo.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
One of our boxers from Leo was actually the All-Army Super Heavyweight Champion for the regular Army. He traveled all over the world with a boxing program.
Oh, so but he's a Leo alumnus. It's not just students.
He's
a Leo.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
Leo alumnus. How's Thomas Hayes doing? Is he still around?
Hayes is running the boxing program for the Chicago Park District, which is the largest boxing program in the world.
Yeah. Oh, wow, good for him. He's
that
a good
is
guy.
Great. Yeah, yeah, Mike Kelly and those guys do a great job at the Park District.
Yeah, they sure do.
Now, how long has Celtic Boxing Club been around?
It's been around I've been running it for over 20 years, but it started in the late 70s. Skinny remembers way back when Owen Putnam was boxing at Brother Rice with the Celtic Boxing Club.
Oh, yeah. Owen Putnam, yeah. We've had him on the show.
Yeah, we're talking about boxing right now, but we'll be right back to the music in a minute.
Yeah, if you keep making any cracks, you're going to be in the ring with one of these guys. Get the gloves on with her.
Julio beating crackers.
Hey, we're having a blast here at Smith Village, although some of the audience is getting kind of rowdy. Having an absolute blast. We got Mike Joyce here. So tonight... How do some people get tickets? How does that happen?
They get tickets at the door. You can get tickets at the Celtic Boxing Club. I would say for all the people listening, just come, show up, come as you are.
116th to Pulaski.
Yes.
What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Right. Beautiful, Pick. Thanks for everything.
Thanks for everything you do in the neighborhood and for all the kids. God bless you. All right, Liam, what do you got?
Liam,
we're going to do kind of a newer song. I think the High Kings did it first, but now I'm doing it, so here it goes.
You're better than them.
Well, you walk into a city street, you could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you, and you drop what you were doing, and you join the merry mob. Before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. You got one in Honolulu, one in Moscow too. You got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So rather you sing or pull a punch, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub. Well, design is fairly simple, and it usually works the same. You've wrang-a-changlish warring on the Irish-English game. And you know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door, where a couple of boys at Borum's will be murdering Christy Moore. You got one in Honolulu, one in Moscow too. You got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So rather you sing or pull a punch, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Well, the owner is Norwegian, and the manager comes from Cork, and the lad that's holding up the bar says, oh, I only work. He was born in bed in Bolton, and his mama's from Kildare, and he's gonna move to Limerick and move to County Clare. He got one in Honolulu, one in Moscow too. He got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So rather you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Well, now it's time for me to go, I'll surely catch me train, and I'll leave you sitting at the bar to face the wind and rain. And I'll have that pint you owe me if I'm ever in a dry. We'll meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Athenry. You got one in Honolulu, one in Moscow too. You got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So rather you sing or pull a punch, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Well, Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give a man a seat. Can't you see it's Simpson require your Annie's court, your sister Kate. You know very well he owns the bar a wee bit out of the town. Oh, get up from the thatch and infinite brattle and Mr. McGuire sit down. Diddle eat all and all and all and all and all and all and all diddle eat all and all and all and all and all and all and all. Oh, you know very well he owns the bar a wee bit out of the town. Oh, get up from the thatch and infinite brattle and Mr. McGuire sit down. You got one in Honolulu, one in Moscow too. You got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
The great Liam Durkin.
Hey, Julie, I want to give a shout out to Jack Burke. We went to Quigley together many, many years ago. He used to copy off of me in Latin class.
Sure he did.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun. And he became a policeman and a federal agent, so don't say anything too loud. Might track you down. Great guy. And we just saw Wally O'Grady inside, too. His wife, and he's another great guy from the neighborhood. Great friend of our friend Tunis.
Oh, really?
Tuna okay. Carious. The late Carious, Tuna. Yeah. The yeah. Late Tuna. The
one
late
in
great
a million.
Tuna.
Now, Mrs. Carr, you seem to have a lot to say. Why don't you come up here and talk to us? Come on. Hello, Mary. Is it Mary? Grab a seat over here.
We're going to interview Mrs. Carr.
You got a lot of line. We're just going to cut you off. No, sit
yeah,
down okay, over
right
there.
Over
sit
here.
Down over there. Yeah, come on. You got a lot to say. Let's come
you
on.
You could tell us this,
sit
but
down.
You're
sit
too...
Down.
Sh-
Nobody can see you. This is radio.
She's too shy. She's not too
oh,
shy.
Oh, she's not too
Margaret,
shy.
Margaret, she's not too shy, is she? No.
Hey, a big shout out to Megan Luce putting this together. We're having a blast here tonight on the Skinny and Hooli show here out at Smith Village. Having a great time.
Mrs. Carr, okay. Is it Mary Carr?
Barbara
Carr.
Get right up on
put
the microphone.
Put those earphones
my
on,
mother's name was Rhoda, so she was Rhoda Carr.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Rhoda Carr.
Where are you from, Barbara?
Palos Heights.
Oh, is that where you grew up in Palos Heights?
Navajo Hills. No, we owned a home there. We owned a home in Navajo Hills.
And how long? Tell us about your
husband. I was married for 56 years. My husband just died on February 16th, 2016.
Oh, God, rest his soul.
And I had a everything in a 10-room home and two cars.
Oh, wow.
And I have a very good support system. Four nieces, one nephew, one sister.
And you were married 56 years?
Yes.
How old were you when you got married, like 6 or 7?
How old do you think I am?
Probably 60, maybe 58.
No, guess again, come on.
How about 100?
Come on, 56, 57, 58, 59.
65.
You know, like Drew Carey says.
Okay.
80.
80, good God.
Now, God bless you, Barbara Carr. Now, Barbara, you have Liam's CD.
I do.
Yes. From the last time he was here.
Stay in the microphone. Don't
talk
to us.
I like when he sings Mother, Oh Mother.
Oh, I don't know if he's got it. Will you be doing that later, do you think, maybe?
Oh, Mother. Oh, Mother.
He's looking it up right now. Yeah.
I have it on my CD.
Oh, do you?
Were you here for the last show?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, see, that's people come back.
Yeah.
All right, Barbara, now you were telling me you had some Irish connection. What was your Irish connection again?
I'm Irish by injection.
Oh, I won't repeat that.
I'm third generation German. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
What was your husband's name?
Leslie Thomas John Carr Jr.
John Oaks.
Oh, yeah. Leslie Thomas John Carr Jr. He didn't like to be called Leslie, so we called him Tom or Tommy.
Tommy Carr.
Tommy Carr. Okay, yeah. Very good. Right. And what did he do for a living?
Well, my husband was a part owner of a 19-table billiard table parlor on 63rd and Whipple.
A 19-table what?
Billiard parlor.
Oh, no kidding.
No, in 63rd other words, and Whipple.
He owned a pool hall. Oh, bet he met some
we
characters.
We call it billiard parlor.
Yeah, it's much more sophisticated.
That's fancy.
Yeah, that's fancy.
Fancy-smancy.
That's what they call it on the north side. The south side, we call it a pool hall.
Yeah, well, it was a pool hall.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you got a nice group of people that came out to see you tonight, Barbara.
Thank you.
Now, Liam's going to do that song for you.
Mother,
yes.
Mother.
All right, so don't interrupt him. Here we go.
Okay.
Liam Durkin.
That'll be a first.
This is for you. This is a tune especially for Barbara Carr.
The night was icy cold, I stood alone, was waiting on an army foot patrol. When at last, well, he came into my sight, I squeezed the trigger of my arm alight. Oh mama, oh mama, comfort me, for I know these awful things have got to be. But when the war for freedom has been won, promise you I'll put away my gun. A shot rang out, I heard a soldier cry, oh please don't leave me here alone to die. I realized his patrol had ran away, the wounded comrade for me to slay. Oh mama, oh mama, comfort me, for I know these awful things have got to be. Oh, and the war for freedom has been won, promise you I'll put away my gun. There's nothing in this world I would not do. If there's mercy in your heart, you'll let me live. And in his eyes I saw the look of pain, muzzle of my gun tortured his brain. Oh mama, comfort me,
simple things have got to be. And when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. The dawn was breaking as I reached my bay. I won't forget the look on that boy's face. Fear and agony and torment were all there, but to your memory, mother, is life I spare. Oh, mama, oh, mama, comfort me, for I know these awful things have got to be. And when the war for freedom has been won, I promise you I'll put away my gun. I promise you I'll put away my gun.
Thank you. That was terrific. You're right, Barbara. Good, yeah, good job, Barbara. That was
yeah, sure,
what?
Barbara. Let's get up on the microphone, though. Okay. We can't hear you.
I'd be glad to sign autographs, but it'll cost you $3 a piece.
Oh, $3 a piece.
$3 a piece for my autograph.
We're gonna take a little break on the Skinny and Uli Show, and we'll be right back with some more music from our old pal Liam Durkin.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the South Side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Hi, everybody. It's your old friend Mike Houlihan from the Skinny and Hooley show. Please join me at the Gene Siskel Film Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 25th, 26th, and 27th for the first annual Irish-American Movie Hooli. We've discovered three great filmmakers who will be making their Chicago premieres at the Hooli that weekend. You can buy your tickets online at www.siskelfilmcenter.org or get more info at moviehooli.org. Don't miss the first annual Irish-American Movie Hooli, September 25th through the 27th at the Gene Siskel Film Center, where we expect to see some of the same ethnic swagger that made Jimmy Cagney famous. Sponsored by the Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, the Irish American News, and Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. MovieHooli.org. See you at the movies, Hooli.
Hey, don't forget the Movie Hooli tonight, Emerald City over at the Siskel Film Center, and then Sunday is the Young Offenders. Get your butts over there, SiskelFilmCenter.org. Hey, big shout out to Lieutenant Bill Donnelly, from the Chicago Police Department, and his son, Quinn, who is an actor and radio aficionado. Skinny.
I want to give a shout-out to State Representative Jim Keene, who's here with his wife, Alice. We mentioned him earlier. Jim has always been a great supporter of the 19th Ward.
He got some of the legislation passed to get Smith Village in here.
Yeah. And you know what, Julio? There's a thing coming up December 1st. I'm just going to mention real quickly, we'll be talking about Wish Fest. It's a festival at Bourbon Street. They got it's a big, big deal. There's a lot of people that come. They got Third Blind Eye. Did you ever hear of them?
Oh, yeah.
Third Blind Eye. It's a big band. Yes, you have, Liam.
Okay.
Liam has. Holy has.
What do I know from Third Blind
Eye? I don't
Eye?
Know who they are, but they say they're big.
They are big. So am I. You're listening to Skinny and Hooli Show. We're coming at you from Smith Village for just a few more minutes. So glad to be here, and we thank Smith Village for their sponsorship over the last 26 weeks.
God, it's beautiful out here at this time of
night,
isn't it?
It is now. Hey, we got just enough time for another tune from our old pal Liam. What do you
think? Thanks to all our sponsors, Hooli. Thanks for everybody for coming out.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you guys for coming out. Thanks for listening.
What do you want to do, Liam?
I'm going to do a...
And thanks to Liam Durkin.
An old classic here. Everyone from Irish singers to Johnny Cash has done their own version of it, but it's called The Long Black Veil.
All right.
Great.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone killed beneath the town hall light. A few at the scene, but they all agree that man who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you were somewhere else, you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I've been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Well, the scaffold's high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd, shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold men moan in a long black veil, she cried over.
walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Right. Liam Durkin.
Way to go, Liam. That was terrific.
Thanks, everybody. We will see you later. Bye.
All right.
We're not doing the raffle because